Every 2 weeks, we sit down with Woodstock Mayor Pat Sobeski. He joins us again this week. Welcome, Pat.
Welcome.
Now, let's talk about what's going on council this week coming up. I believe it's on April 3rd. Not a very thick agenda, but some interesting items, one of which we'll see, I guess, the renewal or appointment of a municipal auditor. This is something that you have to do provincially.
Yes, it's required all municipalities, the corporation, we all have a requirement to have our books audited. Because if you don't send in the audited statements, you don't get your transfers from the province. So that's the stick to do this. But Christine Scrimmager and company, they've been doing the work with the city for the past 6 years. We're pleased with the service she offers. She's also the auditor for the County of Oxford. Her specialty is the municipal world. And so she's indicated that we have a good working relationship with her, so she'd like to renew the contract for another 3 years. So we have no reason not to say no to her.
Now, in the auditor's capacity, does he or she have the, the free will to look at any transaction, or really is this just, do they have their own agenda of certain things they can look at, or is that directed by council?
No, the auditor, according to the Municipal Act, has the right to look at every piece of paper because she's stating an opinion. So the auditor has the right to go in, for example, to look at pending lawsuits against the city to see if there's anything material that way. So no, the auditor, by the Municipal Act, has open access to everything.
Something else on the agenda this week has to do with lands on Pittock's South Shore, and we've seen that develop over the years, and the city's taken a stake in that. How is that to change, or what needs to be looked at here?
Well, this is the maintenance agreement. The trails that have been developed on the south side, Roth Park, and the paved trails that one sees, the city's paid to do that, but it's been on Upper Thames land. And, of course, there's ongoing maintenance that's required. So the city does maintenance, but we also contribute annually to Upper Thames so that they will assist in the maintenance. And so I think 7-8 years ago it started at $70,000. This year, it's the last few years, it's been in the $94,000-$95,000 range where it's continuing. The city is talking with Upper Thames because there's, when we did our strategic plan, one of the dreams of a lot of people is to see trails eventually all the way around Pittock Lake. And so we're working with Upper Thames on that. It's difficult because, of course, on the north side, you pay admission to get into the property. But we're talking with Upper Thames. We're doing a master plan with them on Burgess Park and that area, but it will extend to the whole gamut. And so certainly one of the things that we're looking at is, in the long term, how can we work out a trail system that will encompass all of the Upper Thames lands.
Finally, you've also noted something on this week's agenda that some land tax implications might be interesting for someone who wants to learn more about some city processes.
Yes, we have in this particular case, once a property goes 3 years in arrears, the city then has the right to consider putting it up in a tax sale. And so you've got to go through the necessary paperwork, notify the owner. Well, in this particular case, the owner has come to the city's treasurer and said, hey, look, we've had financial difficulty. We think we've straightened it out, but we'd like to pay some money now and then bring it up to date in the fall. And so the treasurer is bringing that request to council to for us to approve that. But I think the key thing is it's demonstrates that when people, even before their taxes get 3 years in a row, we'll have people who their financial circumstances change, and they'll call up to Treasury Department and say, hey, look, I don't think I can make my tax installment this time. And the Treasury Department will sit down with them and say, okay, we'll work with you through this. Pay a certain amount, keep us up to date as best you can, and then when your circumstances change, then we'll work out a plan to get you back up to date. So the object of the exercise certainly is to collect the taxes. That's always what tax collectors do. But in a lot of cases, you have to work with the residents and try and work out something that's best so eventually you don't have to end up into a tax sale situation, which is costly for both sides.
And again, for those who need a reminder, when is council regularly this week?
Council, again, we meet the first Thursday and third Thursday of each month, and we're 7 o'clock, and admission is free.
Thanks again, and Heart FM will be there as well. Woodstock Mayor Pat Sobeski for another week.